We're up to Sifhei Kuf Samach. Afilu Avalei B'Shas Lekichas HaRibis Adidoisnoi Lecha B'Matana Osa Lekavlei Mimenu. Now here, it's something I would think is not a Chiddush, except that everyone always asks me this. Whenever people call Ribis Shailas, I tell them it's Osir, say, well, how about if I don't give him Ribis? I just give it to him as a gift. So I guess the Shulchan Aruch had to say it, because people are probably asked this to Rabbi Yosef Karo as well. What? Yeah. I feel about Abba Lai B'Shas L'Kichas HaRibis. Even he told him by the Ribis, and he knows L'Cha B'Matana, I'm giving to you as a gift, also L'Kablai Mimenu. It's also to accept it from him. And that part is L'Chaira Pashit. The Chiddush is, Avol, Yimlakach Mimenu Ribis. If he already took Ribis, this means even Ribis Dairaisa. V'tzarech la'zira eloi, he has to return it to him. My Elas Mechila L'Paitrei, Mechila helps to pater him, K'moy B'chol Gazel. Just like anything that was stolen, that somebody steals from someone, and he has to return it, Mechila helps.
You
can't leave anything? What? So no. Whatever happened, happened. You say Mechila makes that there's no obligation to give it back. And the veil is still in Avera, but Mechila helps B'diavad. That's what he's saying. Mechila helps B'diavad. Somebody comes, he asks a shayla, you already accepted it. He says, was I allowed to accept it? He says, no. But once you accepted it, so the other person is Michael, then it works.
Why is the term from a Yoredei Dekedin, Yoredei Dekedin, to a Koshi Mishpa Dekedin? Because if it's a Yoredei Dekedin,
It's true. But Mechila helps anyway, right? He's still... It's an interesting question. I mean, by a Shabbos Gazela, you should get Malkus, even though you never get Malkus. It's also that they're not having any shoving.
Doesn't it go into Hashgafa type Shaila then? So, oh, it's not nice to do, but Midas Chasidus, but he mochled it, so it's okay.
No, wait, not that I do it, that in order he'll be Michael. Question is, B'di'eved, if he already did it, B'Isser, it doesn't take off the Aveira, the Aveira is still there. Just it takes off the financial obligation to pay back. Thank you.
So why is it that if he says,
why don't you give me the matana? That's why you always ask a guy. When a person says, I'm not going to give him ribis, I'll just give him a matana. So I ask him, why don't you give me a matana? I'm a nice guy. Why are you giving him a matana? He lets your money, so you're giving him a matana. So give me.
What if he answers you, I'll give you
also. So I'll be happy to have it. Has it happened? What?
It's a
sheikh. It's a sheikh, yeah. Now the question here is a lamed shaila. Why is it the mechila itself a type of ribis? In other words, I let someone let me money, I paid him ribis, maybe I didn't know what it did, I paid him. We ask a Rav, the Rav says that this time I paid him ribis was osur, he has to give it back to me. I say I'm meichel him. Why is by being meichel him not ribis itself? That I fail to understand. Why are being Michael him? I don't go around being Michael, everyone owes me money. So why is my being Michael him not ribis? The only thing I can think is that maybe it's not nicker. What?
It is the best, just like it is in Zela, but you can be Mochel in Zela. You still a Gazlan, and you can be Mochel.
You see, someone who stole from me, I'm allowed to benefit him. Someone stole from me, I can be Michael, I'm allowed to benefit him. But someone lent me money, and I paid him, and he has to give it back to me. I'm saying, you don't have to give it back to me. Isn't that because I'm grateful that he lent me money?
You can't say thank you.
That I'm saying it? Isn't that also gratitude? Ribis is not gazela, because he's giving to me voluntarily. It's an issur that the Torah prohibits.
That's a good question.
See, that answers my question then. But my question is, Shulchan Aruch says, if someone lent me money beribis, I paid him, that I can now be Michael the Ribis that he has to return to me. So I'm asking, why I'm benefiting him by being Michael, and why is that not Ribis itself? Is that itself Ribis? If I do you a favor, if you lend me money, I tell you, you can park in my driveway now, you could do other things, that would be Ribis. So why if I'm Michael in money, why isn't that Ribis as well?
When you overpaid him, so now you lend him money, and now you might lend him money on the loan. If I overpaid
him,
you ended up by lending, you lend him some money.
Cool that I lent him money.
And now you might lend him money.
But isn't that Ribis? Why am I Michael him? Because I'm grateful that he lent me money. So the only thing might be it's somehow that nicker. It's not nicker, I'm not being Michael him. I'll tell you the Nafkamina. Nafkamina will be, what happens... he lent me money for Ribis, I paid him Ribis. Now it's later, he gave me a new loan. I'm his Malva. I'm his Loiva. And now the old issue comes up and I want to be Michael him. If I'm currently a Loiva of his, I'm not even I give him Ribis, that's not Nicker. When I owe him money. Am I allowed to be Michael him? Is it only Mutter because it's not Nicker because the loan is over? Or is it even Mutter when there's a current loan as well? I don't know the answer, because I don't know the answer to the underlying question. Why it's not ribbis to be Michael somebody, it's a certain value. He owes me $1,000, I'm Michael him $1,000. The halach is it's mutter, I'm not disputing it. But the question of why it's mutter is something that's a little difficult to understand. What?
Maybe it becomes part of the ribbis which he is mocking.
It becomes part of the old ribbis, which was paid already, and it's over with.
No.
Part of the
ribbis, right?
Right.
Why isn't the mechila the ribbis itself? Okay, it is the ribbis itself, but it's part of the mechila.
He's Michael that too. But he's not allowed to give to be Michael. It's only once he gave. Now, the truth is, the lashon of the mechaber doesn't say mechila. You're allowed to be Michael. Mechaber's lashon is my elas mechila lepaytray kabay b'chol gazel. The language isn't clear that you're allowed to be Michael. The language is that Mechila helps. But nevertheless, Kamay Bechol Gezel is mashba that way. And the Levush, it says Beferish, that you're allowed to be Michael with Hatchila.
What else would it mean?
Maybe by Ellis. If you're Michael, it helps. It's Ribbis to be Michael.
That says what?
He doesn't have to pay me back.
You can't change your mind?
No, I would think it's an Isser, and he still has to pay me, even if I'm Michael. So Kamashba.
It's not
no, maybe I'm not allowed to be Michael because I'm giving him a better hadah. But once I did it, it's chal. That the every mechila makes suspends the chayv. It's chal. Mechila is our kinyan, right? No, not at all. First of all, it has no play. And second of all, the malchus doesn't care what we do. The malchus couldn't care less if I'm Michael Ribis. I'm not Michael Ribis. The U.S. government is perfectly content that two parties should be involved in loans under any conditions that they both agree to. As a matter of fact, the judges prefer that people work it out themselves.
But what is a mortgage that's recorded? It is part of the mortgage, whether or not it has any.
There's nothing wrong with it. It may be taxable, but it's not.
It's
nothing to do with the mechila. Okay, so that is the halacha. Now let's look here in the Pisrei Tshuva. Oh, Ramah, I'm sorry. The last line is Ramah. Matana al-Midas la-Hagzir b'ribis aser. We have a rule in Shas. Matana al-Midas la-Hagzir shmei matana. If I give you a gift on the condition you return it to you tomorrow, that's considered a gift not only by giving you the use, you have ownership for a day, but Tala Nosla Hazir is a real gift. It's just not a condition that you return it to me the next day. Ketzais calls it Matana Lizman. Now Matana Lizman is totally the other person's. There's a dim by Pinyin Aben that if you give the Kayin, the silver coins, Matana Gemura, Abadas, you give it back tomorrow, then it's good Pinyin Aben. Then it works.
Wow.
Yeah, you could do a shortcut with the Kayin. It just says that Chazal said Kayinim shouldn't accept it, because then the Shevet HaKuna is going to lose money. Everyone's going to go and do it to a Kayin who's willing to agree to it. But Ikra did, Matarom Naslahaz, it works. And as a matter of fact, it says, where I think it's Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, that Leviim today, who are Bechayrim, should be Machmir to do Pinyin Amen for themselves. He says they could do Matarom Naslahaz here, because since the Kayinim don't have a Tfiyah anyway, you're just doing it as a Chumrah, so you can do it.
What's
so I was playing that bed myself. I was in Beis Medrash when I learned it. So I had a friend who was a Kayin. So I walked over to him, we were learning Chesbiyin Abed. So I took off my jacket. That time the price of silver wasn't like today. So he calculated it was like the 100 grams of silver was about $50. So I took off my jacket, I walked over to him. I said, "Hey, you're a Kayin. I'm a Bechar. Just in case I'm not a Levi, I want to give you a Pinyin Abed." I gave him my jacket. So I didn't have to say Abed Aslahaz, it didn't fit him anyway. So I gave it to him, and then he gave it back, right? Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. What? I don't know he's a Kayin either, okay. But what I did right after that is I told him, I also have a son who's a Bechar. Now I'm being paid to my son with the same jacket. So I gave it to him again, he gave it back to me. So he told me he never before had a Pinyin Abed. Now we had two in one day, and he didn't make a penny on it.
You give money on that passage, what's the value of the money?
That's the chiddush of Atoras here. The value is what it's worth to have for a day, but it totally belongs to him for the day.
Well, you can't charge interest, there's no value.
No, it has a value, it's a value to have it for a day.
What's the value of having a coin for a day?
Whatever use you want to have for a day.
If I
give you my car for a day, it has value.
Well, I'm not charged rent on my car.
But you could use it.
I can't charge rent on money.
You could use it. You could use the money for whatever you want. To pay you back up again.
Charge interest to a guy.
Charge interest to a guy, he says.
What's the idea?
I'm not sure. I think the reason is not to be Mitzi Laza Kahuna. If they weren't so afraid of. But he says a bed Kehenes and a lady should play to himself. That's why he's brought the Pesach Tshuva. I didn't look it up in the Ayavitz, but I think that's well. Okay, get back to the Pesach Tshuvas here. We'll start with hay. What? In other words, you're lending me money on the condition when I pay you back, I also give you a matana of Naslahazir. I give you a matana that you're going to use for a day. So a matana of Naslahazir, that's also Osalt Ribbis. The Gra says, matana of Naslahazir, he says, Duhumais, Kabashamru Perakabit Kedushin, the Bemecher Kana, Kaduakinyi Kesef for matana of Naslahazir, Kabakan Shanisha. All right, the Pesach Tshuva Hey sounds like a very tricky case to get out of Ribbis. After we learn it, I'll explain to you that there is such a financial instrument which is very similar today to that which is being described in the Pesach Tshuva. Ay b'tshuva tshuva mi'av, chelek alf, simen nun dalet at simen nun ches. So it was a long exchange of letters. Shenishal, now listen to this. Someone tells his friend, I'm giving you $100, absolute outright gift. On the condition that 30 days from now you give me an outright gift of $120. What is this? Okay, I'll give you a gift for 30 days of $100. I'll give you a gift forever of $100. And you have to give me a gift of $120. No, this is forever. But you have to give me a different gift, of an unrelated gift of $120. It's not related, except that it's conditional. It's all with us. You have to give it to me on the condition that. And that's what he's saying. What? Well, let's see what he writes. Um, chomash kosev apayskim hainu shumav gemura. All the cases of a gift being osur is when it's an outright loan. But today, hayoloi al ribis losis like derek matana. And the ribis was a gift. That's osur. Mashayke bizeh. There's no loan, but no mention of a loan. So the first tshuva is that it's harabas ribis, it's not really ribis. The Yishoyel tried to show it's a deraisa. And the author of the Tshuva Yehava retracted his previous ruling. He said, "You're right; it's Dairaisa. Maybe it was the Oidrayis. I shav. V'ash k'sav lo kamal shen heisif kod yidal pishmai v'am tshuvas ayimat bata arid." So he's saying, Sofai saying is that this is out now ribis. It's just a play on words. You give me a matana, I'll give you a matana. Because of the sefer k'nesses hagdayla. She said that she be sure to lay his there to Israel. For right so lady a carrot she is part of be better call you mechayav. Someone's make aliyah. And he wants to have a trust fund that he'll get interest every month to live off. She tell about the plenty of batana. Is give plenty an outright gift of his money. Plenty of his chayav lost his life. Kach v'kach l'shono call you mechayav. And he has to give him as long as he lives, if he lives a long time or a short time, if the giver of the gift dies immediately, yishara the chasam lemekabel. So we see it's a real gift because if he dies right away, the mekabel keeps the money. If he yarech yamim, chayiv habekabel, v'shloach lo kol yamav hasach shekasam yedayim. And if not, they don't have to give him money forever. Olaravka dimosa asa sheiten abayt b'matana gemura lemekabel. We should today. First, he'll give him an outright gift. If he doesn't live too long, it's not a problem. But if he lives, then it's an issue. So we see this is an issue which was debated. Apparently, the Knesset HaGedolah was noted to be Mekel. And the Ayvid said that it's awesome.
Rabbi, he's after having a set amount all the time. Interest goes up or down. So wrong. He's taking a loss. I mean, there should be the one who's giving the interest, so to speak.
Entitled to zero, the one who gave it to him. If it's a loan, entitled to zero. If it's a gift, he's certainly entitled to zero. So it's just a new gift that he's giving it back. Right, today, there is something called, probably has many forms. There's a charitable remainder trust that some people use for tax purposes. People who have a large income in 1 year and don't anticipate having such a large taxable income in the future. So they want to give, get as much of a tax write-off as they can in the current year. So there are different instruments that are used. The charitable remainder trust is exactly what the Knesset HaGedolah describes. The way it works is that the grantor, the person giving the money, creates a trust to a charity. So let's say he takes $1 million, he creates a trust to a charity, but it's a remainder trust. Remainder trust means the following. He gives $1 million, and he's entitled to 5% a year, let's say, whatever amount they make up, let's say he's entitled to 5%. So he's going to get $50,000 a year as long as he lives. So he gives the charity $1 million, the charity has to give him $50,000 a year. It's exactly the case of this person's Knesset HaGedolah. Now, if the man lives 20 years or less, there's no shaila. Because he gave $1 million, he got back $1 million or less, there's no shaila of ribis, because he didn't get more than he gave. However, if you put $1 million into this charitable remainder trust, and he lives the 21st year, that extra $5,000 is ribis.
Isn't it a real iska? That's a real.
No, I'll explain it in a minute. 1 second. That $5,000 is ribis, and that's a problem for him to take it. Now, the way I described it, it's not an iska because there's no chance of liability. He's guaranteed $5,000 a year. If it's drawn up in a manner in which she only gets the 5% if it's invested.
You lose if you die.
That's not an iska. No. An iska, you lose if you die is not an iska. An iska is something where the percentage is based on profits. If he's guaranteed 5% on the condition that he lives, that's not an iska. That's not a risk at all. That's not called liability. Liability is. All right. So, well, it depends. So let me explain. This is a problem. This charitable right to trust is a problem. Using a heta iska could work in the case where it's short up according to the rules of a heta iska, where it has to. It has to be tied to profits. If the charity is a real charity and it doesn't invest the money, it takes $1 million, so it helps cover its deficit with it, and it's just praying that every year they'll have $50,000 to give this guy. So that, which is the case of many businesses today. So it's a real iska. That's right. A lot of moistas take the money. If a person really wants it to be held in a separate account, etc., many people give money to a moista to be what they call a keren. And in the eyes of the donor, it's a keren, it's in a bank account, and the moista lives off the interest. You better make sure it happens, because most moistas don't do it. Unless you pin them down to guarantee it, and they're very honest, they don't do it. They shove it into the money they owe, the deficit they owe, and they pray that in the future they'll either be able to borrow money. No, they don't. They don't really show everybody. Someone once signed me up as the arbiter in cases of disagreement, and which I do. You know, I knew when he came to me that the money wasn't in the carrot. There was no carrot. There was no Anyway, that's not my point. The point that I want to say is that people who do the following, whether it's legitimate or not legitimate, as somebody else could say, but they set up charities or foundations which are really controlled by the family. And the family basically has Tevas Hanah, call it, from it. Has Tevas Hanah. So since it has the Tevas Hanah, it is, in essence, the money is sort of the money is not personally guaranteed. You're letting it to a maisa, there's no person, then there's nothing to talk about. You have a maisa's head, you have the corporation. But where there are individuals who are really responsible for the $50,000 a year because they have a benefit from it, or just because they made up to be responsible, then this charitable made to trust is a problem. You can do a heta iska. If you do a heta iska, then and if there's an iska, a heta iska only works when there's an iska. If the charity has no iska, then it doesn't work. It can't work. So all right. So anyway, this is the case here in the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva Vav, my Elas Mechila. I Mechila Siyavis the Dafka Mechila Befeirish Mahani. I was shtikal chod loy mahani to dilba gavra almohu v'savar lemachar mukmina lebedina. Maybe he's quiet because he doesn't want to start up with the fellow. He's thinking, tomorrow I'll take him to Bezdin. I am ashla acheres hayolei b'amtaras tiviyasa. There's some other reason why he waited. Okay, this is a strongly debated issue. If shtika could be inferred mechila. There's a machaber at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, I think it's in Zion. It's a sifish Shulchan Aruch, four words. Mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. It says, Mechila doesn't need a kinyan, which means the following. Let's say I tell you, I'll give you a gift. Or I tell you, I'll do a business deal with you. I tell you one of the many things. The halacha is, you're allowed to change your mind. It's not a well-known thing that Chashem Mishpat allows a person to change his mind. Someone comes to a Rav, comes with somebody, he says, he said he's going to do this. Question is, was there a kinyan? Wasn't there a kinyan? There's no kinyan. What's the difference? You know, he said he's going to give my daughter a job when she graduates. Now they're giving a job. Or she said, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Saying words, the halach is words need a kinyan. Otherwise, words are words. A person's permitted to change his mind. I tell someone to give him a gift, I can change my mind later. I don't have to give him a gift.
If you make a kinyan,
a kinyan on something that's shav a kes of ischal, something called a kinyan devarim, certain kinyan of anat chal. If I do a kinyan that I'm going to visit you, that's not a kinyan. A kinyan on a financial deal, a kinyan is binding. Chalipin is binding. Mechila ain't sricha kinyan. If you owe me money and I'm Michael, it doesn't need a kinyan. Because when I'm Michael, it's Shemayim in the books. You know, it's magic. It just the bubble bursts and it's gone. Mechila ain't sricha kinyan. There's a shaila, the ktsais over there has a big arichus. If mechila belev is mechila or mechila belev is not mechila. It's a very interesting shaila because it comes up very, very often where people have other people, friends, relatives they lend money to, and after a while they realize this money ain't coming back. Now, if you're miyayish on someone paying you back, that's not mechila. Miyayish means you want the money back, but you're miyayish, you're never going to get it. Mechila means that you're meichel. In your heart, you're meichel. The question then is, if mechila belev is a mechila or is not a mechila. And there are contradictory rayas in Shas. What is a Mishnah Ksubis? It says a woman who wasn't Teveya Ksuva for 25 years, can't be, she's meichel. The 26th year, she can't be Teveya. It's a sign that she was meichel. So raya mechila belev is a mechila. On the other hand, there are other rayas. Mechila belev is not a mechila. I once had a shaila when it came up. I mentioned it here in shul. Honest to goodness thing, somebody called me up. He told me he has a friend. They grew up as friends. They went to yeshiva's friends. They were friends all their lives. He went into business and he did well. His friend struggles for parnasa. So he told me a whole story how his friend had to buy a house. He called him up if he could lend the money, and his friend told him right away, "I don't know when I'll be able to pay you, but let me do it." He lent the money for a house. Came time to make a bar mitzvah. He called him to borrow money. He said, "I don't know when I'll be able to pay you." He lent the money for a house, a couple of bar mitzvahs. Then he started making weddings. And he called him for the first wedding, and he said, "Again, I don't know when I'll be able to pay you." And the second wedding, this thing spanned, you know, like 30 years or 40 years. He kept on borrowing money from him all the time. So the fellow, this is my Sishaya Kachaya, fellow called him for his last wedding. I don't know if he was going to do it with his grandchildren, but he called him, he said, "You know, I have to borrow money again. I'm sorry, I don't have that money, and I don't know when I'll pay you back." But so the guy said, "No problem, no problem." So the fellow told him, "I bet you think you'll never get paid back." So he said, "No, I was thinking that, you know." So he said, "You should know, I have an IRA. I'm going to be 59 and a half. I'm going to take out the IRA, and you're going to get back every penny." That's what he told him. So the fellow called me, and he asked me, he said, "I don't know if I want to take the money, I don't want to take the money. But in my life, I was meichel already. Am I allowed to take the money? Then I'll decide what to do. Am I allowed to? In my heart, I was meichel already." So the first thing I asked him was, if it was mechil, no, I said it was meichel. I asked him, was it mechila belev, or did you say it? I asked him, "Did you tell your wife?" He said, "Chas v'sholom, I've never thought like that." So he said, "I didn't tell anybody." So it was mechila belev. The ktsais, it's a goyis tikka ktsais. He makes a yishuv that answers all the Gemara cases, all the Rishayim cases with the following klal. He says, mechila belev is nothing. But when there's an umdana, when there's some circumstantial evidence that he was meichel, then mechila belev is mechila. So if a woman's not taveya ksuva for 25 years, it means she was meichel. What does that mean? There's an umdana. If she went 25 years without money, got a ksuva, it's an umdana that she doesn't plan to be taveya the ksuva. An umdana works. Mechila belev straight out doesn't work. That's what Ksai says. This Yaivit says that Mechila Belev doesn't work at all. He goes with the opinion Mechila Belev is nothing. There's no statute of limitations in the Torah, though. But, however, I did tell him the following. I told him, those loans that when you gave as a loan, You were baicha later, you could be teveya. At a certain point, you stopped giving it as a loan. When you gave it in your heart, it was a batana. From the time you gave it as a batana, I'm not so sure you could be teveya. See, now you didn't mean it as a loan. It was called a loan to take away his bizarre. That was what you were thinking. When you gave it, believe, you gave it as a batana, I'm not so sure you could be teveya. But you gave it as a loan, and you were baichel, so that mechila. That mechila believe is not a mechila.
In this case, we're saying it's not to bear. The guy says,
yeah, but the guy's giving because he thinks he wasn't Michael. If he would know he was Michael, maybe he wouldn't give it. So if he tells him he's Michael, then he give him a matana. You know,
every additional loan is like mechila on the previous loan. If you give,
no. The previous loan is an independent.
Why is Shaftman coming different?
Why
is it different?
Because then there was never a loan in the first place. It was originally given as a matana. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the answer is. But he wants to pay back a matana. He can give back a matana, but he has to tell him that it was a matana. He can't pretend it was a... But he could do that. But he has to tell him it was a matana. He can't pretend it was a halva. Right? If it was a matana, you should tell. If it was a matana, you want to give it back, I can take it. You can't pretend it was alva when it was meant as a matana.
Why is that a ribbis issue?
Right. No. I mean that's ribbis. I meant this mechila blame that he talks about. I just meant the yavits.
Yeah, the first loans were loans, now he's giving them extra.
Now he's giving them extra, okay. But not down to payment for the loan. Now, I want to tell you the klal of teshlumei ribbis. So listen carefully, we'll have it a few times and people get confused. The klal is, ribbis dairaisa, you must pay back, unless he's Michael. Ribbis tsutsa, ribbis dairaisa, you must pay back. Ribbis derabanan, you only have to pay lotzei siyadei shamayim. I say only, it's not only. You have to pay lotzei siyadei shamayim, but bezin can't force you. There's a third category of ribbis. These are more kuladik than ribbis derabanan. And that are the phrases Chazal use, which include the words avak ribbis, which we're going to learn about, haromas ribbis, which we'll see, ribbis mukdemes, and ribbis mucheres, which we're going to have in Sivav. Those four levels, avak ribbis, haromas ribbis, ribbis mucheres, ribbis mukdemes, are more kuladik. And even losses in the Shemayim, there's no din that you have to pay back. So again, there are three levels. Ribbis deraisa, there's a fee of deraisa to pay back. Unless he's Michael. Ribbis drabanan, it's only losses in the Shemayim. Again, if he's Michael, he's Michael. But the kuladik expressions of ribbis, avak ribbis, haramas ribbis, ribbis mucheres, and ribbis mukdemes, that is a separate category, and that's a category of ribbis, which is no did tashlumin at all. That's the klal hadvar. Okay, let's move on to sivav. This is the din of ribbis mukdemes and ribbis mucheres. What is ribbis mukdemes? What is ribbis mucheres? So they're both in the sif. Start with the first one. Oser lahagdim ribbis, to pre give ribbis. What does that mean? Oy lacheroy, so to give it later. Ketzer. He desires to ask someone for a loan. And he gave him a gift ahead of time. He wants to butter him up before he asks him for a loan. If he asked him for a loan, it's a different story. He didn't ask him for a loan. He's sending him a gift. He's sending him a beautiful Mishlach Manis. And then he's going to come and ask him for a loan. Now, that's called Ribbis Mugdemes. That's something else. That's where it goes on the balance sheet. Ribbis mukdemes doesn't go on the balance sheet. It's not going to go into any cheshbon. He doesn't owe him a penny. Sending him a gift. Doesn't owe him a penny back. He gives him the money, and he wants to borrow. Now, the Ramah here changes the entire situation. And at this, in the Ribbis book, I made a big mistake. The Ribbis book I wrote for Ashkenazim. Because I was sisim like the Ramah. I should have written that for Sfardim, it's more chamor. Because Lumpet Rabbah writes, this is a machlokes the Rabbah and the Rosh. The Rabbah says, Upirish b'shvil sheilveyu. A chab, that's a gigantic difference. The Bechaber holds ribis muktabes is even if you don't say a word. You just send them a gift, and later you come, you ask it for a loan. The Bechaber holds that that's awesome. The Rabbah says, intentional, yeah, it has to be intentional. But if he intended it, the Mechaber holds it's awesome. The Rabbah says, only if he said, what? Only if he said, Bishvil Sheil Veil. He gave a gift, and he said, he's going to have to ask him for a loan. That's what it says here in the Rabbah. To the person who he's borrowing. He comes, he gives him a gift, he says, you know, I'm going to have to ask you for a favor tomorrow. He told him. That changes the whole picture. According to the Rosh, it's only if he was Mefarish. Or, the Amid Beis, Oy, Shubatana Meruba, the Mestaba have a Ki'ilu Pirish Loi. Or it was such a big gift that obviously he has something in mind. If he has something in mind, then it's to save his Pirish Loi. I'll answer that in a second. It's good. B'shviel she'il ve'yoloi zui ribis mukdanis. Okay, now. So we're going to see, we'll see the shach. There is a gray area, and we're going to talk about it. I just want, we have to explain how much is a big gift, how much is a little gift. But I want first to say, what is the aveira? What?
It's like giving a gift to a family member.
No, so we're going to see. No, the shach test says kasev esyosif efsha filo hayaragol mikaidim bebatara meruva asa. Perhaps even if it's somebody who he always gives batara meruva, it's asa shad to have a mili deferhesia the double of dirus chatzera, which we're going to see in siv zayin. Let me explain what's going on here. The ribis mukdemes, what is an aveira? This is not ribis deraisa, it's not ribis rabbanim. It's something called ribis mukdemes. Ribis mukdemes is, I sent someone a gift. I'm not even aveira when I send them the gift. Later, when I say, give me a loan, if he lends me the money, now it's ribis mukdemes. Now he's giving me a loan in a backwards way. It would have been ribis, except that the time...
He's giving interest-free loan.
It's not ribis because of the order. Because it came beforehand, unconditionally. Nevertheless, since it's similar to ribis, in the fact that he gained, it's awesome. In Bris Yehuda, it says, if someone did it already, ribis mukdemes, if someone gave you ribis mukdemes, you lent him money, you don't have to pay it back. Even let's say the shemayim. Nevertheless, if someone gave you a gift, and then he comes, he says, give me a loan, so then you should not give him the loan. Because if you don't give him the loan, it comes out there was no aveira. The aveira is when it comes with the loan. You're in shul on yantif, someone buys you mafter. That's very nice of him. You wonder why he's buying you mafter. And afterwards he comes and he asks you for a loan. So that's a mili deferhesia. That's also even for Ashkenazim. Right? It's like pirish loy. So then the Bris Yehuda says, if you don't give him the loan, you're besakin, because here the aveira is not by the giving of the ribis. The aveira is by the extending of the loan, and the extending of the loan, that's a problem.
So the second you gave him the loan, you owe the ribis.
The loan, you have a ribis mukdemes. That's right. The second he takes the loan, he's having a ribis mukdemes. He's having a bafreya. It's a aveira mukdemes. Yeah, retroactive.
I go to dinner and I say,
you're very subtle, I see. Yeah, that's the same problem. That's the problem. That's a problem. Now here, there's an interesting tshuva, the Radvaz. The Radvaz... No, Ribbis Mukdemes doesn't have to give it back. This is Rabban. Yeah, he's still alive inside this is Rabban. Exactly, that's the Radvaz's shaila. The Radvaz has a shaila. You gave somebody, this someone a favor, you didn't lend them out. You gave them a favor. You had no intention for ribbis. You did him tivus. He said, though I need a loan, I just did this guy a favor. You know, I just did him a favor. He just called me and asked me to do something for him. I did it. You go to him. Is that mutter? Radva says that tachi darka shobnei adam. Who do you lend money to? To your friends. Who you were more willing to lend money to? People that you know, to people that that you're good with. So Radva says that's not osur. But the darka shobnei adam is to lend money to their friends. It's one way to lose friends, you know. My father once told me that if you lend money, be ready to lose it. They said, you want to give someone a gift, give them a gift. You lend money, got to be ready to lose it. A loan is a loan. But Lamaisin, the Radva says, it's not a shayla. Ribbis mukdebes. Like the Rambam, it's only pirish. Even like the Mechaber, it's only if you're Mechavid for it. If you're not Mechavid for it at all, then it's not an issue of Ribbis. Now, you want to give back to Ribbis Mukdemes. You're not mechuyev to. If he pirishlai doesn't mean I'm with us. He didn't say I'm giving you on the condition you give me a loan. That would be Ribbis Deraisa. He just gave out that gift.
No, you give it to me
as a gift.
The real situation is you thought you were going to give me the ribbons, and I don't need the ribbons, and I didn't know that it's back, you have it back. Now you need another $900, I'll lend you $900.
Okay. All right, the question is, can you just return the ribbons book that mess and then give them a loan? I would assume that you could. I assume that a person could do that. She knows where's the ribbons deraisa, which if you return it, it's ice ribbons. So you do it before the loan, I would assume it's good.
So you can never loan the money for him? Is there some money?
So is there a zman, until what time? You can never lend him money? So let's see Shach Yud. Shach Yud goes on the Ramah. And the Shach tries to figure out what type of gift makes it also for you to lend him beribis. Matana Maruba, the Mistaba have a kipirish lay. Ketzarach layba. We have keilu pirish lay. I think it's the same thing. Matana Mawetes, Mistaba butter. Small gift is butter. The laydami ladalsif dalad, the Mistab osir. When you're paying someone back money, you're not supposed to add. Doesn't Bishas piroid who, there you're paying it back, it's osir. But ribbis mukdemes, a small thing, is not ribbis mukdemes. Harash tami the rajma, mashu the hechad aloyv miskavin l'shem ribbis, afilu mistab aser. If the loyv is mechavin l'shem ribbis, even stab a small gift is aser. Kei kosov balatrumis umeviyei besiayisiv dakevayisha. Now here, Rabbi Kivenger is going to point out a problem. The shach here is talking like the mechaber shita. The Rama said it has to be pirish. He's saying that he's mechavel l'shem ribbis afilu b'stam aser. Even b'stam it's aser. We'll see. The chaykos about b'sefer trumas v'via b'sefer takimayshav v'ayibach because of b'sioisiv. Dafka sabuk tzas lahava. That's what you ask. Dafka if it's close to the time of the loan. Avu b'flegas harve. But if it's a great deal of time passes in between, a lochish klal. If he gave you a gift and a year later he asks you for something, you have to be afraid. Excuse me. That even Matana Maruba is mutter, it was given stab. Nira, did it perish? If he spoke it out, I feel him a wetas, osir, I feel him a flegas harvet. If he said, I'm giving it to you in exchange for a loan, then you shouldn't do it even a long time later. I case of Mesiasim, Shemagas, Ashriva Rambam, that feel him a stab, osik shloiha, your ruggle be kaidim. Even Bistab, you're not allowed to give a gift if you were not Rogel earlier. We know this is the basis of Shita. Because of Agos, Trishim, Shem, Hashal. The Chol Mashi Yadua, Shabalav Hachi, Lo Yoyo, Isaloi Klau. Anything that's obvious, without this, he wouldn't have done it. Hava, Kibatana, Maruba, Vasarad Khan. Vidir Ali, the Shach sums up this collection of Paiskin. Hakar, Lufiya, Indian, Lufima, Shadikar, Bidas, Mishalayach. It all depends, kafiya inyan. Now, kafiya what's nicker in the das of the sender, of the gift. So one paisik said, meruba this way, and the other one said, meruba this way. It's not machlaikis. Hakoy lefiya inyan. If he's mechavid l'shem the ribbis, if it's nicker that he's mechavid, then it's a problematic thing.
If the wife is mechavid, the mouth is also how does the mouth know? Why is the mouth
oiv? So he means that it's no, that it's nicker that he can understand that he was mechavid.
He's mechavid, not mefarish.
I think it means that he understood. Otherwise, see, the Beis Yosef holds it's aser if you're just mechavid.
Right.
So then it's aser. It's aser on the waiver. If you hold like the Ramah, so it means that there's some level of nicker, there's some level that's not called a Fianian. So the amount of time passes. I don't. Okay, that it sounds like Beis Yosef are not arguing. Well, so take a look at the Rekiva Eger. It's true. The Bishach seems to be like a challenge out of the Mechabishita drama. We know it likes the Rambam of the Rush. So Reb Kivager points this out. Let's just look at Reb Kivager. The second line in the Reb Kivager's Chekos of the Sefer Trumas of Via Bishayim. Be'emes Das Bala Trumas Mashva Daf Beinu Mechaber Asa. The Chosav Emrogel Lushloyach Loi Dairin Shari. If it's his habit to always send them, he sends them a shlach, but it's every year. It's mutter. V'usholay yiskavin l'kach. Hay de be'inay ragel. Apolay miskavin aser. V'chikosa b'shlomelech. The Baal Shumas is machmir. That if he's not ragel to give, even be'inay miskavin, it's aser. Ulam zeh urak l'may disfira lay l'Baal Shumas k'har Rambam. That filo b'stam aser. K'mash kosa b'si Yosef. There, that's all going like the Rambam. You want to learn the parentheses? Let's skip traces for a minute. Abel shitas harosh vator. The sasa barak habaseu la alacha. Eidai yosel b'befarish. Eidaf kavina because that the bavadi afel b'skaven mutter. Ela matana baruga kiva the mechimilsa have a kapirish. Well, the rosh is saying that even if you mechaven it's mutter as long as it's not nicker. If it's nicker, then it's like a befarish. Dimri hashach kav asher the kasam la alacha b'skaven also tzarachin. And this study makes a challenge out of the two shitas. It became egg of life in its Sarachia. Sorry.
I gave a guy a present. I had no kavanah to get a loan or anything.
That's the Radvas. That's butter.
No, but that's what you're saying.
The Baal Trumas is Lashon. The Baal Trumas is Lashon is Mashma that it's Osir, even with Ruggle Veda Miskavin. Ada Ruggle Miskavin. Why? Because it looks like he's doing it for the gift. The bottom line, though, is that the machlekes is shachar of kineger. If you send a gift, you're mechavin, but it's not nicker. If it's nicker, there's no shayla. But you're nice to someone. In a way, it's not nicker. You tell your neighbor, I'm going away for the summer. You can use my driveway. It's not nicker. But you're really mechavin. You can ask him for a taiva. So the so it comes out with the shach and Rabbi Kineger seem to be arguing. The Shach says that if you mechavin, it's awesome. He brings the Baal Trumas. He says, I call it for your Indian. So I don't know exactly how the Shach's up there. I call it for your Indian. And Rabbi Kimega says, Fakarin. Choch Masadim passes like the Shach. The Chavistas and the Shulchanoch Harav passes like Rabbi Kimega. So Shaila here of a Durabanon, of Rabbi Smukdemis, which is a Kuladik of Durabanon. If someone wants, he has a lot to rely on to be Mekel. If there's no intention, it's Mutter. That's the Shumas or Advaz. If you have no intention to ask for a loan, then it's
good. You
you're thinking maybe someday I'll need a loan, that's a problem. But if you just say,
my daughter's
he's running
out for
president, I might as well be his friend, right? So,
somebody is taking care of somebody else's money. And somebody sends him money, the person is taking care of the money, he gives him up in front.
Yeah.
Would that be
Shaila Bribis?
It's not the labor or not? He gives the matana to. He's managing somebody else's money. That's his job.
Uh-huh.
And somebody sends him money, the one who's taking care of it,
they're
not able to get a loan from who he's working for.
It's a good question. I'm not sure. We're going to get to it later in this Money is given to a third party, is generally mutter. If he controls the loans, I'm not. If he has to get permission, then it's mutter. He's allowed to pay someone to broker a loan. If it's not a chashmish but shayla, if you're not paying him to overlook certain faults, but
ribbon,
we're going to get to it later. Ribbon is the third party is mutter. You're allowed to pay someone to influence someone to give you a loan. But
the shach held that if it was
what?
Yeah.
Rishas says that he's not nigel. This was said that it would be permitted. Rishas to do it if Rishas was wrong, because that was
it's true, Madoch, Ribbis Bishas Piroid, if it's not Nicker. The Shachata said it's Mutter, Ribbis Bukdemis, if it's not Nicker, certainly should be. Achidami. Something of a kasha on the Beis Yosef. Because by Ribbis Bishas Piroid, he said if it's not Nicker, he adds a little bit that it's Mutter, and here it's us. Let's finish the Machaber. Sumi Ribbis Bukdemis, the third line. Love of Yibedu Vizalei Ba'isav. If he borrowed lent money and he borrowed it, he paid back. And now he paid him back, and now he's giving him back something extra. Zui ribis mucheres. Above of us again, hares avak ribis. But the other one does it. It's a makula dika level of ribis, so it's avak ribis. See here, you have sometimes a case: a person borrows money, and he's supposed to pay back. He doesn't have money. He pays it back late. And he feels terrible about it. So he wants to do something for him, but he can't. So, excuse me. After a while, he wants to give him a gift. He wants to send him a gift to make up for it. The halacha is, cause man it's nicker, a person can't do it. As long as it's nicker, the reason you're doing it, you're not allowed to do it. Once it's not nicker, it's like pirish, so it's mutter. You feel bad, you caused somebody a hefsid, and you didn't pay it back on time. So later on, you're allowed to send them something. Even your heart, you're doing it because of the loan. But after PK, you're allowed to do it as long as you're not mefarish. No. Shach Pirai, you're not allowed to do it. But Mucheres, the time that it's not nicker, you're allowed to give Rivas Mucheres. Now, oh, they're both over. They're both over. Really, Ribbis the Rabbanon is the Iker and Isser on the Malva. The life is only over if they even. The Ramon Sefalif said, Ribbis the Rabbanon ain't the over if they even.
So,
Kit,
Sikis
gives
the flowers.
The flowers? Okay, flowers, they will be Shaspirai. He sent them his money plus the flowers. But it has to do also buying. But now, buying an Aliyah could be a little worse. Shach Tes says the Farhesia things are worse. We're going to get to Farhesia things later. To do something that's Farhesia is worse.
Wrong, right?
All right, so we're going to have to see that. It's an excellent question. But to give a gift that's Farhesia in front of everybody, that's a problem. That's more Mezi Karibis than even a case where it would normally be Mezi Karibis. So therefore, it's a stricter guideline on things that are that I done in a Farhesidic way.
You tell the Gabbai quiet, they say,
okay. Don't tell him about it.
No. You can tell him about it, but don't tell the shul that I bought it.
Yeah. It's a tricky thing. We're going to have to see this in Zion. Okay, I guess we'll see Mitzvah Shem Siv Zion. Just the top line of Rabbi Kivager, it's what I told you orally. Hariza Avak Ribbis. What is the first line of Rabbi Kivager? The Mechabit said, Hariza Avak Ribbis. What's he telling me? So he says, Mechabak of Kil Yaiser. The Bavak Ribis, by regular Ribis, the Rabbanu Chayiv Latzis Yidei Shemayim, La Durei Lelaiva, Vashekim Mugdemis U'Mucheres Kid L'Kabon. So what did I say? Mezik Ribis, Haramas Ribis, Ribis Mugdemis, Ribis Mucheres, you don't have to give back even Latzis Yidei Shemayim. Stam Avak Ribis, which is the Rabbanon, you do. We have Avak three times in Shas. Avak Ribis, Avak Lashon Hara, and I think Avak Shemitah. Do you know Avak Shemitah? I don't think so. I remember, what is the Raisa? Avak Ribis is the Rabbanon. I think Avak Shvius is the other one, is the Raisa. The Chavetz Chaim, Elchus Lashon Hara, talks about Avak Lashon Hara, is the Raisa, the Rabbanon. I think he says he's Masufik. What? Avak is a general category for Ribis the Rabbanon. And nevertheless, Ribis Mukdemis Mukheris is more Kal in this din that you don't have to pay back B'diavad. There's no one case of Avak. There are a number of Ribbis where we find the expression Avak Ribbis, the intention of the speaker, in this case the Mechaber, is to say it's not Deraisa. So Avak Ribbis is not a Ribbis Deraisa. However, nevertheless, there's such a chilik if you have to pay back. It's an expression Chazal used for Ribbis Rabbanah. of acronyms. The Mechaber says, how is that back ribbis?
What's the difference between case 2 and 3? Remember,
case 2 is a regular Durabana. Let's say it's not Katsutsa. Let's say someone lends me money, I just give it back extra. Then I'm chayv latisi deshamayim to repay it. By normal ribbis Durabana, derech mekach umemkar, somebody owes me money from a business deal, I give him ribbis, I have to pay back latisi deshamayim. Not Katsutsa, I have to pay back. These things, the Chazal called Mekdemis, Bucheres, Merzik Ribis, Aramis Ribis, those things you don't have to pay back. That's what he's saying. Even let's say Shemaim, you don't have to pay back. So Kivagar is telling you, Mechaber only meant to tell me it's not Ribis Dairaisa. But when it comes to the halachis of paying back, let's say Shemaim, the Mechaber is misleading. He says, Haris Avak Ribis, and it's more kulidic than other Avak Ribis.
Mechaber is referring to Mekdemis also.
Demis Bucheres, yeah.
You said the
explosion
of Avak is the
Rabbanan? Avak Ribis, no. In one case, the Rabbanan, in one case, the Rai. I think the Chofetz Chaim is besupik by Avak Lashon Hara, is the Rai, said the Rabbanan. Oh, baby. What? How does that Shaltzu? By Avak Raglayim of the mitzvah, you mean? Be the reverse. By Avak Raglayim, okay. All right, so see you next week.